Hello, and I am what? Back, sis. Welcome to the Mommy Files of a New Black Mom. I hope you beautiful people are enjoying a semi-less lockdown, a little bit lighter, a little bit breezier kind of time we're going through. And I wanted to make sure I kept up my promise. I am back with another episode. Not as soon as I thought I would be, but you know, a girl is back. It's been a stressful few weeks, so I wasn't able to be as flexible with me coming back as I thought. But I wanted to make sure when I had a moment and I had some time that I touch back, come back, holla back for all those early 90s, late 80s babies. Ain't no holla back, girl. Okay. Nonetheless, the boys are back in town. But no, this week episode, I wanted to focus in on celebrating holidays and special occasions as a mom. And a lot of people were like, what? What you mean, girl? I mean, it's a holiday. It's a celebratory situation. What's to talk about? Well, a lot of things. As many of you know, a lot of schools had to cut graduation into a virtual situation. So it turned into, you know, nobody having to fight over those 5 tickets they give you, knowing that you got 10 family members who want to come on a minimum. But they only give you, what? 5 tickets. 5. How many people can you really be happy with 5 tickets? You got your mom, your dad, and 3 siblings. That's it. You can't even invite your grandparents. It's crazy. The most, you know, exciting moment of your school career, of all the struggles and ups and downs. You get 5 tickets. That's it. But nonetheless, it took away that whole big fuss about fighting over who gets tickets, talking and bribing your favorite teacher into getting, you know, an extra 2. Everything turned virtual. And what I appreciated about it was, you know, you as a family could sit down and everyone can enjoy it. Everyone can enjoy it from other states and locations. My goddaughter, of course, graduated kindergarten. And my best friend gave me the link so I could watch it from Maryland. My oldest graduated from middle school, is going to high school. Pray for me hard. Keep your knees on the floor, Lord. And then, you know, my youngest is going from 3rd grade to 4th grade. So that's exciting. And, you know, we're preparing for the upcoming year. Now, what's crazy to me, and I guess the first half of this, is about, like, celebrating things like milestones. And milestones being birthdays and high schools and graduation, middle school graduation. Things in which me being a stepmom and you, you know, maybe being a single parent or you coming out of a, you know, a 2-person household, it could be a little stressful. The first thing I want to say is don't overdo it for everyone else and your child not happy. My oldest graduating from middle school was a big thing, you know. Me, her father, her, and I guess you can include her mom, have gone through so many ups and downs with her coming out of a shitty-ass elementary school, transferring into a really strong and very hard middle school, and then kind of getting her shit together through middle school. One of the hardest things was kind of accepting the fact that the school system had failed her. They literally lost her whole 5th grade. Was it 5th? I want to say 4th or 5th grade report cards. They didn't have any real recollection of why, you know, she was failing. But they also passed her through continuously. So when we went through the struggles of her having to transfer to a school that had to know, that knew her, could recognize her, she was in a very small classroom, so they were personal with her. And she was held accountable. It was like putting a pen in a pencil sharpener. It just didn't work. And it was really a struggle between me and her father, focusing her, directing her, guiding her, giving her that kind of push that, one, when you come out of a struggle, you go through this thing where you want to rebel. You're like, I'm not dumb. I'm not, you know, I'm not struggling. It's this shit. I just don't want to do it. And you feel forced to have to be better than the version that people let you fail at. So because hers last, you know, elementary, middle, basically let her fail through, she felt as though we were being so harsh on her because they weren't giving her you know, a get out of jail free card every time she turned around. Or the fact that they were holding her accountable for her classwork, her schoolwork, her behavior, you know, things that she had to be held accountable for. She didn't like the fact that it fell on her and nobody was just going to give her an A for showing up. So when it came to graduation, it was a milestone for us as her parents, me and her father, because we were there those nights where she had to write papers and there when she had to make up homework and there when she had to do all these reports and had to stay up typing them up and rewriting and retyping and resubmitting and staying late to coach class to get help. All these things that she struggled with, me and her father were there. So for us, it felt like graduation day for us too. What I find almost humorous and disrespectful in the same sense is like, me and her father had talked continuously about doing something for graduation. One, because we were like, this is something we need to be proud of. We need to be proud of the fact that she finished middle school on a higher note than expected. We need to show, you know, gratitude that all her hard work went to something great, that she did it. But we also, it was a celebratory moment for us as parents when your children get promoted without having, you know, to repeat a summer, or that they were able to overcome any kind of obstacle. It was a proud moment for me and her father. What made me act like a black mom, and I mean, everyone will not agree, was the fact that her mom decided she was going to throw her own graduation celebration. Now, as her mom, she has been there probably, let's just say out of 10 fingers, 2 fingers. She was there 20%. She helped out in moments where me and her father had literally had a moment of like, this is just too much. We had given our all and we were exhausted. I won't say we gave up, because giving up was not an option. What I will say is we had our moments of like, I'm gonna let her fail so she can hit the ground, because she can only go up from there. And a lot of people don't always agree, but when you let your child fail and they see what failure feels like because you cushion them so much that they don't know, then they start waking their shit up. Because even when her mom stepped in at times, she would be more concerned with like the social gossip her child had to say versus, did your child do her homework? Did she do her project? Did she turn in her paperwork? Did she do this? Did she do that? But you talk to her every day. My daughter had this thing where, you know, her father said, call your mom when you get home because I want her involved. So if she wants to be involved, let her be involved. So with us letting her be more involved, I noticed, because I was home now with my new job, the lack of, hey, how's school going? What projects do you have to do? What homework are you doing? What did you learn in class? Instead, it turned into, well, after school, me and my homegirls went here, and after class, we did this, and Kiki and Tommy are together, and Nene and Boo Boo is over here kissing, and Keisha and Ron Ron was fighting. Like, she was catching up on her daily gossip. And it bothered me. Not because, as a parent, I feel like that shit is irrelevant, because it is, but as a parent of a child who is failing in school, or not even failing, who is not doing their best in school, the last thing I want to hear about is the school gossip. I'm sorry. I don't want to hear about it. I don't give a fuck about it. Take it how you may. But to me, my first concern is schoolwork, classwork, homework. What's going on with your project? What are we doing about the next step? You're going on to high school. What high school are we choosing? Where are we going? Not what happened at the library with your friends. So, on top of everything, I had my own anxiety because I wanted to celebrate our child graduating. I wanted to celebrate her in this momentous occasion. So, me and her father decided, you know, we were going to do something. And he really wanted to do it himself. He was like, babe, I want to focus on it. I want to get it together. But what ended up happening? I still had to cook. I still had to decorate. I still had to do my 55%. But I wanted him to feel like, you know, yes, this was something you did for your child. And at the end of the day, he was proud because this was his first couple years in a long time that him and his child had lived in the same household, that he as a parent was being a full-time in her life parent. Because when you do, you know, the part-time parent situation where you share custody, you don't really get to influence and direct your children as much as you would if you were in the home on a 24-hour basis. So because this was his, you know, the first time in a long time, and being that this is his oldest child, he's actually had more or less raising of, he was very proud of her, and he wanted to show his gratitude, and I appreciated it. But I also knew he wasn't going to be able to do everything himself, because I know how my husband is. He's a great starter, just not a great finisher. And I'm a great finisher and not always a great starter. So this is where we fall really great into things, because a lot of times I'll have an idea and he'll execute. Or he'll have an idea and I execute, because we know our strengths and we know how we can balance each other. But nonetheless, you know, she comes home. Well, she gets off the phone with her mom and she goes, yeah, my mom is throwing me a cookout. And she says, I need to be there on such and such a date because she got a banner and she wants me there. Blah, 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 blah. Me and her father kind of brushed it off. Not because it wasn't important, but because how do you get to reap the benefits of something you didn't do? You didn't help her graduate. You didn't help her succeed. You weren't here helping her with homework, writing papers, taking her to the library, getting frustrated with her when she didn't do her homework, making sure she went to coach class, making sure teachers were involved, going up to school when shit went wrong. You weren't there. You don't get to celebrate. And as a step parent, when you step up, the work that you do in a child's life, you should be prideful of. You should be boastful of, because that success of that child makes you feel like what all the things you went through for someone you physically did not birth is worth it. Now, I know a lot of people may disagree, but this is just, again, my podcast, my views. And I feel the way I feel because I'm like, you know, as a stepmom, I already came into a situation that I knew what I was getting myself into. And when it came to us moving, it was about looking into a good education system for her. It was about knowing what we were getting ourselves into as far as her needs, her wants, her requirements, but also her strengths and her weaknesses. So when it came down to stepping up as a parent, I did my due diligence. The fact that you come in a time of difficulty and do the minimum, you don't get to celebrate. Sorry, you just don't. And the fact of the matter is, when it comes to celebratory situations, parents who do the work get to celebrate. And that's just that. My best friend is a single parent, as y'all know. I talk about her all the time. And her daughter, you know, got all these great achievements and all these great awards. But her father didn't do shit. My best friend has stayed up and did homework, went over flashcards, helped her with her homework, helped her with every step of the way, made sure whatever she did, it was to her best ability. And her father can't go and reap the benefits. Yes, he can be proud of her. Nobody's stopping you from being proud of your child. But what you don't get to do is talk about the greatness of your child like you have something to do with it without showing respect or showing, you know, appreciation to the people who put in the work, period. Now, the other thing that came with it was, like, you know, when you celebrate your children, you never want them to see the negativity. Not because you don't want them to appreciate things, but you also know the reality of, like, hey, if your mom wants to throw you something, that's great. But my thing is more important. Because I'm the parent that was here. I'm the parent that worked. I'm the parent that gave. I'm the parent that did. Because at the end of the day, that's what matters. I don't care about none of the phone conversations, all the chit-chatty, whatever bullshit y'all got going on. I was the one in the library. So I'm going to be boastful. I'm going to show it off. I'm going to scream, yell, clap my hands, even if it's in a Zoom graduation. Because let me tell you, my baby girl got awards. You hear me? Awards for most improved. Best in show, best improvement on work, giving her all, even in times of the coronavirus where school had to change, and she did not give up. Because I found that, hey, I talk to my child when she does her work and I say, you know, how do you like being in, you know, online school? How do you like this, this, and this? And she goes, it's better for me. I focus more. I'm more focused on what I'm doing. I get better focused on how my work comes out. I can do things at a better time frame. Like, she had all these great, you know, feelings because she recognized her strengths and her weaknesses. She knew that being in schools for her was sometimes difficult because she was distracted by everything else going on. And like most kids, we're distracted by our friends. We're distracted by the social aspect. We're just distracted. Her being at home and being like in a college setting. Because what people don't realize is learning from home on a digital scope It's like college learning, because you're held responsible for everything. Nobody's holding your hand. You don't get to just sit in class for 6 hours with these people and chit chat and shoot the breeze and talk shit. No, like, you're literally responsible for everything, your homework, your classwork, and no one's there to sit next to you and tell you the answers. So for her to do all of that and then gain awardship during a pandemic, it made me proud. We yelled, we screamed, we clapped our hands, burp, burp, burp. We gave her the, you know, Jamaican siren, all that. Because at the end of the day, it showed when she focuses and if she focuses, she can do it. And that the achievement that me and her father gave her by pushing her and giving her responsibility and giving her independence and showing her, like, this is what you can gain from it, was the biggest key to everything. Now, when it comes to celebratory situations, yes, it's going to be hard for the main parent to feel, you know, like the other parent who may not be a full-time parent. They shouldn't. And I don't say they can't. They shouldn't feel, you know, like they did anything. Now, if you're a part-time parent that does a lot, I respect it. Because if you're a weekend warrior parent, as I call them, and you still can find a way to help your child with their homework and their projects, and you calling in and checking in to make sure shit get done, you deserve a gold star and some cookies. Because at the end of the day, a lot of parents find themselves being weekend parents as like, oh, I'm off the hook. But your child still needs an education. Your child's education doesn't stop on a Friday night and start back up on a Monday. There's homework, classwork, projects, all types of stuff that you're held responsible for that doesn't just stop when you come over to pick them up on Friday night and suddenly resume when they get dropped off on Sunday night or Monday morning. So when it comes time to celebrate and celebrate occasion of things like graduation or, you know, what is it called? It's a word for it. I can't think of it. But promotion, you know, when you get promoted to the next grade, whatever, those things are celebratory moments for the parents that did the work. And as a parent who does the work, I don't want to share it with nobody who don't do the work, period. But we also have to play fair. If the mom or dad wants to celebrate, fine. If you want to share that moment with them, I understand. If it keeps the peace, I get it. But if you want to be selfish, bitch, I'm with you. And I don't care how nobody feels about it, because at the end of the day, the work you did is not in vain. But it also is like your moment for sure. And if people don't know how to appreciate it, they should wake up and smell the coffee. Because here's the thing. The first thing my daughter said when we were talking about graduation last September was like, I can't wait to graduate. She was like, I'm going to shout out you and my dad for helping me and doing all stuff. Now, not that me and her father had ever asked her to do anything extra beyond graduating, but she felt more inclined to include us in a moment where it was about her, because she knew she didn't do it by herself, and she knew she did it because she had parents that supported her. Now, whether or not that may have fell through for her continuously, but at the end of the day, it's like, what are you going to do? What are we going to do about school? What's your next move? What's your next move? What's your next move? Because if you don't have direction, you're failing. And if you're a parent that don't know how to give direction, you're failing. So for me, graduation, I was being selfish. I'm going to tell you, we celebrated, we cooked out, we turned up, had, you know, food, ice cream, the whole shebang, fireworks, all that. Because it was a time me and her father felt so boastful and grateful that people came out, family and friends showed up, put out the pool, you know, turned it into a whole party, because sis had did it. She worked her butt off, even through the good, the bad, and the ugly, and did what she had to do to get it by the eighth grade. Now, once ninth grade comes, the expectation levels are always going to go higher. Our expectation and our requirements are always going to go greater, because we know what you're capable of. Now it's a matter of, you want more responsibility. You want to be able to get your nails done and look grown, get a weave, be popping, walk around with your belly button out. All that needs to come with the work that you're about to put in. You want to be able to have and get a new phone and get TV and be able to go and get pierced up and tatted up and all types of crazy wild dreams. All that comes with, what kind of person are you? Are you turning into an adult, or are you turning into a codependent person? Because an adult and a person who's codependent don't work. you got to be able to stand on your own 2 feet, make good decisions, do what you have to do to be responsible, get your ass to and from school. Like, she had this whole thing like, oh, y'all going to drop me off at school? No, sis. No. You are in high school now. You know how to catch the bus now. You are now responsible for yourself to get to and from school. Now, will we do that every day? Probably not, because she goes to school right by my job. But we want her to gain independence, for her to do the right things. Because if you don't what? Put your child in a good situation to learn from, they'll never know how to be independent. I'm a big fan of teaching kids responsibility, because if you don't, when it comes down to them having to make a real life ass decision, they won't know how. If they don't know how to make a real life decision when they see shit go left and they need to go right, you will always have to be worrying about your child. The one thing my mother always said was she never had to worry about me. Not because I was perfect, far from it, I was never, but because I knew how to get myself out of certain shitty situations, and I knew what I needed to do to not get in jail, to not end up arrested or, you know, hurt, and had to always make sure I did what I had to do to get through. I made sure I graduated high school and college. I made sure I made it out of whatever circumstances and situations I got into. And the times where I failed, my parents were willing to help me because I wasn't always falling my ass getting into shit. So when it came time to celebrate things, I got to celebrate. But again, we want our children to feel important and special. So when it comes time to the celebratory moments, if you want to share it with your mate or your ex or your baby mother, do it for the kids. Don't worry about, you know, if you don't like her, if you don't like him, if y'all not friends. And if you decide to do something separate, you need to first talk to the main parent. Because that's the thing I think people don't realize. It takes 2 people to make kids. But if you raise them in 2 different households, somebody is putting in the work that you're not. So if you just decide, hey, I'm gonna throw a cookout for my child for their graduation, but you don't, one, discuss it with the other parent, two, figure out what's best for the child, you're gonna be what? Looking stupid. We're gonna take a quick break and I'll be back. So we're back. And like I said, this episode was going to be jammed packed because, you know, a girl's been moving and shaking and running around. So this half of the episode, I wanted to discuss celebrating holidays. And the reason I say celebrating holidays, which may feel like, what are we talking about? Why is this important? What are we, you know, we just was talking about graduation and not celebrating something. No. Totally different scope. Totally different idea. We basically had a new episode. But no, seriously. Celebrating holidays. And the holidays I'm more concerned with are like Mother's Day, Father's Day. So what kind of makes me laugh, and I noticed it even as a kid, was how Mother's Day was this big old to-do. And when I say big old to-do, they got diamond commercials, flowers are super duper expensive, you got all these, you know, different advertisements about, don't forget the most important woman in your life. Don't forget, you know, your wife, the woman who made you a father, and all this other stuff. I'm a mom. I love it. Spoil me. I put in the work. I am a mom. I birthed a kid. You couldn't do that. So, yeah. What I don't like is how they shit on fathers. And this goes for, like, media, but also, like, women. Now, I'm not going to say everybody got the best baby father or father figure in their child's life, because, hey, I know my best friend's baby father is trash. I know a lot of niggas who are trash. And if you don't like the word niggas, I apologize, but this is a black podcast run by a black woman, so I'm going to say niggas. Because a black man is totally different from niggas. We can go into that on another day. But people who are trash as parents don't deserve holidays. I agree. That's probably the only thing we're going to agree on today. What I don't like is the moms who say, I'm mom and dad. Nope, not going to happen. I don't like it. I don't support it. Don't subscribe to it. Don't like it. And the reason I don't like it is because as moms, we already get a day. We get a day that's more exploited, that's bigger with sales than Valentine's Day at times. Like, Valentine's Day, Christmas, and Mother's Day are the highest grossing holidays in the country. And not because, you know, we just had nothing to do but spend money. But it's those days that we find important, that we find, even if we ain't got no money, we gonna send mom some flowers. Even if we ain't got nothing for Christmas, we gonna find some way to get you a gift card, get you a gift, a toy, a t-shirt, something to wrap up and throw it at you. But what I don't like, especially, is the mom who's like, I'm mom and dad, so I deserve a Father's Day. No. Because I'm an advocate of a kid, and I'm a grown woman who was a kid who had a great father. And I know a lot of women who are my friends who feel the same way, who were raised by really great men. So when I see women who are raised in single family homes by their mom, and they say, you know, I don't have a father, or my father's trash, you don't have to celebrate the holiday. You don't have to subscribe to it. It's the same way Jewish people don't subscribe to Christmas and white people don't subscribe to Kwanzaa. What doesn't apply, let fly. When you start taking away the weight of what Father's Day means to people who have a great father, or they have a great partner who is a great father, I don't like it. And when you allow your children to do the same, I don't like it. So I have a you know, a significant other, and all the times he could be a shitty person, he's always a great father. Whether I like everything he does, no. Does he like everything I do? Absolutely not, because he thinks I baby the hell out my baby, but that's my baby and I'm a baby her because that's my child. But I will never ever, if me and him decide to never ever be together, go, I'm mom and dad. It doesn't work that way. Why? Because that influences your child's opinion on men in their life. When you see children who are the product of a single mom home, who look at their mom as mother and father, they have a very shitty outcome with men, whether it be a male son or a female. Because the man who's raised by a mom who doesn't have a good father, you need to find a male figure that fits what you want your child to grow into, whether it be an uncle, a grandfather, a brother, a cousin. I know a lot of men who don't have good fathers, but have great, and I emphasize great, father figures. Because the father may have died, the father may not have been around, the father may have left, but they had an uncle, a cousin, a grandfather, or whoever, an older brother. Like, my brothers were raised by the same father I was, but the version of my father after 10 years of my older brother was a total different version than what they had. So me and my father's relationship is totally different than theirs. Whereas my younger brother looks at my older brother like a father figure, I look at my dad. But I know my brothers were like father figures to me, and I appreciate it. But my dad was in my life at my events, showing up, showing out, and making sure he always was there. I, again, have a different perspective. Will I ever disrespect my father and say my mom was my mother and father? Absolutely not. Would I allow my child to do that? Absolutely not. Should you? Probably not either. Because guess what? That fucks up with a kid's head. Because when it comes to celebrating holidays, never trade off what you find or you deem important. Perfect example. My oldest daughter, her mom decided to throw her graduation party. And we talked about graduation in the first half of this episode, which we're not going to go too deep in. But the day she decides to throw her party, guess what day it was? I'll wait. Father's Day. Not Saturday before, not Friday before. Mind you, my daughter's out of school, so she graduated on Monday. You had all the rest of the week up until Sunday to throw this party. What day did you decide to throw it? Father's Day. Guess where she didn't go? This graduation party. You want to know why? Because she has a father. She lives with her father. So Father's Day is about what? Her father. And when he brought it to her mom's attention, she didn't seem to have an issue. She was like, well, you know, it was a day that we decided because of X, Y, and Z. Well, then someone with half a brain cell should have stepped up and said, but you know, it's Father's Day. Her father's probably going to want to do something with it. You should probably check before you set a date. Because again, when you have a father in your life, Father's Day is important. Now, when you become a father, it becomes more important because now you know the value of child, of childhood, of being a parent, who's involved. Like, all these things should become to fruition. So when you decide to do something and say, oh, well, you know, it's just Father's Day, it then eliminates your children from thinking Father's Day is important, which is why there's no big Father's Day commercials. There ain't no big Father's Day sales. They literally categorize Father's Day like Memorial Day weekend or like 4th of July. Not even that big. Memorial or Labor Day, where people don't know the difference of which one is which. And they also kind of come together as like a cookout where your dad ends up cooking, trash. He gets a tie or a robe or a shirt, trash. He doesn't get anything lavish. He doesn't have any big purchase. People think buying your father a grill for Father's Day is a great gift. I don't think it is. And you want to know why? Because that's more work for somebody to do for everyone else. I personally love holidays. And me and my husband both did a really great job this year with celebrating those holidays. Mother's Day, I got a massage. We had a really big crab cookout. I got some nice stuff. Like, it was just a really great Mother's Day where I felt appreciated, but I also got some of my favorite things. So for me, I enjoyed it. I got my hair done. I looked like something because quarantine did not do good to me, and I didn't do good for it. So for me, when it came down to Mother's Day, I just wanted to feel special. And the fact that my husband risked it all to touch seafood when he's allergic for me to enjoy, it's for me. He even took me out for a romantic evening for us to just spend time together and be able to enjoy each other. We went and had fruit and wine and watched, you know, the night sky and talked. And we had our own intimacy, which was like key to me. But again, that's what I enjoy. So when it came down to him and his holiday, I was like, what can I do? One, that he feels important. Because when it comes to holidays, you never want your partner to feel like, if I buy you a diamond necklace, you're going to buy me a tie. The fuck? Tell me how that matches. Please tell me how that matches. It don't. I'll let you know. It don't. So I was like, okay, what can I get my husband? So the first thing is, me and my husband both are covered in tattoos. For some people, that's a problem. For others, I don't give a fuck. But we both love tattoos and always have. And I got my daughter's name probably, when was it? It was probably before Mother's Day, somewhere between like Christmas and Valentine's Day, somewhere around there. I got my daughter's name tattooed. And I have a tattoo artist. So I was like, good, cool, all that. But my husband, he always talks about getting more tattoos or getting stuff touched up or getting things worked on. But he's never mentioned, hey, I got a tattoo artist. I just need to book with him or call her or whatever. So I was like, you know what I want to gift him for Father's Day? I'm going to book him a two-hour session to get some tattoos or to get a tattoo. One, because I wanted him to get some work that he knew he wanted done. I know he wanted to cover up some stuff. I know he wanted to get our daughter's name. And we had talked about it so much. I was like, this will be the perfect gift. One, something he wouldn't expect. Two, something I knew he wanted. And three, it was a costly gift that he knew wasn't no $20 cup or $10 coffee mug. Okay? So, you know, I decided on that. And then I was like, you know, the girls, because, you know, our youngest son isn't back. And the oldest girl is still in New York. So the girls who were home, my middle three, basically, they decided they wanted to, you know, buy him a gift. So I took them to make sure they got him a gift, and a gift that was thoughtful. As a parent, don't let your kids buy your partner shitty gifts. I don't care how old they are. Don't let them do that. And when you allow them to do that, it makes your partner look at you like, so you ain't really think, you thought I wanted a tie? And being that, my oldest at home is 14. I made her use her money to purchase it. So when it came down to it, I said, what are we getting your father? What are y'all getting him? I let them walk around the store, come up with ideas, brainstorm. Nobody came up with anything really amazing. But I made sure whatever they were finally coming together with was worth it. So they decided to do a goodie bag for their father with all his favorite things. All his favorite snacks, all his favorite treats, all his favorite stuff. And I knew he would appreciate it because it's the things he likes, but it came with the thought. They were like, ooh, he loves trail mix, grab that. Ooh, he likes these spicy kettle chips, grab that. Ooh, his favorite ice cream, grab that. Ooh, his favorite soda. It made them think about him in a way where it wasn't just a tie because he likes blue. It wasn't just, you know, a Raven blanket that he already has three of. It had thought. The next thing was, let them pick a card. I let them decide what card they wanted. I let them write what they wanted in it. I let them have that card be an expression of them. I didn't force what they wrote, and I didn't care what they wrote because I wanted it to be them. I wanted that card to read them. The next thing was, what else do you want to do? I let them plan Father's Day for him. So the girl said, you know what? We want to get up and we want to make him breakfast. Now, granted, my daughters cannot cook. The 14-year-old can do something, but the rest of, you know, the baby and the 9-year-old looking at it like, eh. But I, of course, got up, woke all everybody up, went downstairs and assisted with cooking. We got him waffles because he likes waffles. He don't like pancakes. Made him bacon and sausage because that's what he likes, eggs. Made his coffee and grabbed his gifts and brought it so he can have it. Woke him up to breakfast in bed. Gave him his gift. He was super excited. Even the baby gave him a gift that I kind of helped her pick, but it was more or less something you could tell was something she thought of, something that was her. Did all of that. And then the final thing was dinner. Now, I took over dinner because I knew my husband loved steak, but he already said, babe, I don't want another piece of steak. So I was like, okay, let me think of what he really likes and what he wants. And I said, ooh, he loves this. I'm going to get this. The last part of his gift was a massage. My husband works extremely hard. He works standing on his feet. He works immensely, you know, giving and doing and building and moving stuff. And every time I ask of him, he does it. But I know my husband deals with a lot of aches and pains. He's a diabetic, but he's also a big guy who carries just a lot of weight. So for him, a massage is relief, relaxation at its finest. So that was the final closure of his day. Now, was it costly? Absolutely. But was it showing that Father's Day wasn't just a card with a tie or a sweater with, you know, the bullshit gifts that they advertise? Because if you notice, Father's Day ain't getting no real commercials. They don't get any real flack on how great your father is. It's like, oh yeah, Father's Day coming up. Don't forget. There wasn't any big specials on flowers or plants. There weren't any great deals on jewelry or anything because people don't, again, think of Father's Day like that. So when it comes to holidays, one, don't let your children overlook specific holidays like the world does because it shows a lack of love and a lack of care. And as a parent who, you know, wants her mate, and I think most parents do, to feel as important to them as they are to you, you want your kids to show that same appreciation because they do what they're taught. So if you teach them that, you know, Father's Day is not as important, they look at it as a non, you know, existent holiday. I know I did. My father never wants anything for Christmas, never wants anything for his birthday. He doesn't really do a lot of, you know, a lot of things. He doesn't really cause a big fuss. Not because he doesn't like his holidays, but because my father's just not a big fuss kind of guy. So for him, holidays don't carry the same weight. But I know my husband does. He always throws a big party and does a big to-do for his birthday. And I wanted him to feel a big to-do for Father's Day. And he was so grateful and so appreciative and loved every bit of his Father's Day because he was like, you know, I really felt appreciated. Especially because, you know, fathers, again, don't get the love and respect that they get deserve. And when it comes to holidays, don't overlook it. Whether it be Christmas, Valentine's Day. I mean, I feel like it's hilarious when they talk about Valentine's Day as, you know, a woman's holiday. That's how they look at it. As a woman's holiday. Not because, you know, women only appreciate it, but it's always triggered like, get your wife a diamond necklace, buy your wife lingerie. It's nothing in there that says, oh, buy your husband a new watch or buy your husband the favorite, you know, pair of sneakers he wants or treat your husband to something. And I think it's almost comical because when you don't think of your mate like that, they can tell. Now, I know this show is about, you know, being a black mom, but being a black mom is also being a great partner. And a lot of times when you treat your partner like they don't matter, you result as you know, that of for them. I appreciate everything, but I also want him to feel appreciated because, again, being a parent takes two. Now, again, if you have a shitty partner, do as you may. But I know a lot of step parents who stepped up, so it's greatly appreciated to feel appreciated, especially from kids. When you teach your kids how to show lack of care, like I have a homegirl whose mom really doesn't like celebrating with the two grandchildren that she has because her daughter allows them to treat her lack thereof. And it sucks. It absolutely sucks. And as a person who has a great mom who does a lot, I try my damnedest to make sure I show appreciation, whether it be sending her some money randomly on Cash App or sending her flowers. But everybody don't look at it that way. And when you allow your kids to grow that same kind of thought process or that same kind of shitty attitude, you could tell. You could tell kids who were raised in a certain way. Because, like, my best friend, for her mom's birthday, she turned 50. And she was like, I wish I could have done more. She bought her mom gifts all week. And gave it to her all week. And the final thing was a dinner cruise. Why? Because she's like, I wanted my mother to celebrate, even if she didn't feel like it. Now, I'm not saying that's what you should do. But it's always good to show appreciation and celebrate the holidays properly. Whether it be to show over love, overindulge, give. Make sure that when you give, it comes from the heart. But teach your kids the value of that. Because kids will value the PlayStation 4 you buy them for Christmas, but they don't find value in giving their dad a thoughtful gift on Father's Day. They appreciate, you know, a new car when they graduate high school, but they don't appreciate, you know, giving their father a Christmas gift that's more than just a new pair of pajamas or slippers. What we teach our kids changes their whole outlook on how we give. And if you teach your kids to be shitty givers, they'll never understand the value of a gift. I had to learn the value of a gift as I got older because my mom was like the hardest person to give to because, again, my mother had everything. Anything she wanted, my mother had. Whether it be something of value, something of worth, something she like collected culturally, whatever, it was because she liked it, so she bought it. But I didn't want that same aspect, and I didn't want my kids to have the same aspect. My best friend lives, you know, in another state, and that's my daughter's godmother. So I made sure I connected with a way to get her flowers for Mother's Day. Because at the end of the day, I wanted her to feel like there's still someone who's going to care enough because you do enough. And when you show that kind of love and that kind of gift giving, it doesn't go unappreciated. So take this time, reflect, and think on the things that you give and how you give and how you be a good gifter, how you be a good gift giver, how you show appreciation for the gifts you're given. Everything isn't always simple, but it's how you do it. Thank you for listening, and I'll holler at you.